This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
I think it's quite fitting you're here, Bridget Duclos, because I don't reckon there'd be too many people who like a good Sunday session more than your good self.
Maybe only you and Bill. But, yeah, I do like what we have coming up for today. We'll chat to the original yellow wiggle, Greg Page.
I want to tell you something that's really given me the shits.
Yep, and Content Duclos is bringing her own segment to the show.
We might just replace Bill with you permanently.
Yes.
Actually, that would be not a bad idea. Yeah. Next.
Oh, sorry.
Great mate of ours and former co-host of yours, Limo, joins us.
Grab another glass because JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Last time our next guest joined us, we nearly lost our radio licence.
The new show with Limo and friends, yeah. Don't be a f-wit.
An epidemic, JB and Bill, of f-wittery on this planet.
Don't be a f-wit.
Now, with great trepidation, please welcome back Limo.
Well, I'll tell you why you are so welcome. We've got a week with the Top Flight.
Yes.
And we've, as a gift to her on her first day back, we've scoured the planet for someone that actually likes her.
And
I found you.
And where'd you get him?
Yep.
Excuse me. Firstly, you begged me to come on. Begged.
You too.
You wanted my
together.
Services. We worked together for a long time and had a very nice relationship, a lot nicer than some relationships
Good.
I've had on radio.
We did indeed. Bridge just said before we came on air just then, she said, I hope I remember what to do. And I said, well, it's like riding a bike. Mm. Into a tree.
Yeah. That's pretty much my radio career.
Yep. That's
right
it.
There.
No, we did. We worked together for a number of years on a couple of different stations. We had a ball over that time. But, JB, I know you worked with Bridge for a while as well. There was one area that I always dipped into every day. And to be fair, it might have got a bit lazy.
But lazy.
Anytime any reference came up that was more than 60 or 70 years old, I just put Bridge in that scenario. Yep. I think we had at one point... You bought a table off Jesus at one point. You dated Captain Cook.
The stupid thing I did, but I actually did date Captain Cook. And gee, he was great.
Yep.
That was silly too, because you're nearly my age. That was the stupidity of that ongoing joke.
That was the genius of it.
Was it? Genius. Yes. Yeah, interesting. Hey, why would you call your podcast Don't Be a Rude Word? If you want people to talk about it, why would you do that?
Well, because I want it to stand out. So it stands out. I mean, I get that people can't talk about it.
Right.
Look, maybe a marketing misstep.
Oh, well,
I get that.
Yeah, well, it was never your strong point.
Of many places that I used to go with the Top Flight, I used to love pointing out that both of her sisters were much better looking because she was completely snooker.
I got a week of this.
As soon as you say that, she's like, no, they're not. But then she's being rude to her own sisters. So, she couldn't. So then she actually had to acknowledge that she was the worst looking of the three.
But the annoying thing about that is you've got three brothers.
Yep.
And you are the best looking.
By far.
But only because they're quite plain. But that doesn't make you special.
No.
But my sister, one of them, they're both better looking than me.
They are.
Yeah. I'm getting better with age, though.
Tell you what, speaking of sibling comparisons, there's five of us in our family, four boys and my sister.
Yeah.
It's widely acknowledged that I'm the fourth funniest person in our family. Trying to make a career.
And how many are working in comedy?
To the point, just me. To the point where when Mum and Dad were having their 50th wedding anniversary, I was talking to Mum about it. I said, what do you want to do? She said, you know, we keep it really simple. You know, we just have a few people over, blah, blah, blah. And she said, and I reckon a speech would be nice. I said, okay, well, yeah, sure enough. And I said, she goes, I reckon Kelvin's the person for the speech. My mum said, what? He works at a winery.
Yep.
What are you talking about? Yep. I'm a professional speaker. I'm a professional comedian. She goes, oh, he's just so funny. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Mum.
There we go.
Really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell you what, my sisters are both richer than me. I'll give you that for free.
Well. They always were.
Still are.
I know.
You need to get yourself a bit of that action, Duckers.
No,
have you tried to worm your way in there?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm working on it. It's a long-term plan, you know.
Right.
It won't happen overnight, but
it will happen. Mm. Yeah, very good. You know, as I was coming in here and I was thinking about our time together on radio, how I was to tease you about being old, I saw, true story today, right? Because we're all getting a little bit old. I'm at an age now, JB, yep. where I go to bed fully fit and wake up injured.
Yes.
Right? That's where I'm at. Yes.
And you sigh a lot. Do you find yourself sighing?
Yeah, I've got a groan for every moment of the day.
I just sigh all day long.
I used to groan when I go out of the couch. Now I groan when I get into a couch. Right? Yeah. I saw a bloke at the lights in a Ferrari, must have been 60 years old.
Wow.
And I thought, since when is that a good midlife crisis car? So I thought, that bloke isn't jumping out of that car.
No.
He is going to have to pull over, call for assistance from the street, have someone literally drag him out of the car, or he's going to have to park in a garage, and I swear he will fall out on all fours to crawl out of that car.
I drove Sam Newman's Lamborghini a while ago too. Like I was, it would have been 7 or 8 years ago, so I was in my mid-40s.
Desperately late
40s. Yeah, and I couldn't get out of it.
Yes.
And I said to him, how do you own this car? You are old. How do you get in and out of that car?
I went on a date with a boy with a car, a good one.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what it was. Expensive looking. And I couldn't get in because I didn't realise the doors went up.
He just kept trying to pull it out.
Was there a second date?
No.
Limo on the Rush Hour. You can grab his podcast. Don't be an F-wit anywhere you get your podcasts.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Don't listen to Gaslighter over there.
I like it. I'll tell you what, I'll gaslight you. You'll land in the next suburb. They've locked me out of Uber.
What? How?
Well, because the bank, my bank, I won't name them, but they're good. They cancelled my card because they thought something fraudulent was happening on it.
And can we just on that for one second? That is the most annoying thing in the entire
world.
It
ruins your whole life.
And they did that to me, and then I couldn't get an Uber either.
Yeah.
When I was stuck somewhere in the middle of nowhere, I could have been murdered.
Yeah. So they, because the card was cancelled,
yes.
Then when I tried to get an Uber, they thought that I was cancelled.
Yes.
And they wouldn't let me back in.
So
it's like 3 years ago, I can't get an Uber account.
Are you serious? And you can't speak to anyone?
No.
You cannot speak to a person.
We tried sending an email. It's all right when Lisa's with me because she has got an account, so
yeah,
we're
but
fine.
She
but if we're separate.
I know. And you know what? It's dangerous to not be able to have that. So it really is. I'm a little warning here to Uber. Watch out because taxis are really improving.
They've got better.
Have you noticed that?
Plus you can prepay now. That's good.
And I got a little drink the other day.
Oh, excuse me.
Water. No, but you know.
You can get a little bottle of Prosecco.
What sort of cabs are you taking?
Well, actually, do you know the new thing? And you'd see this at the airport. When you come in and you go on your way to the taxi rank, a man comes up to you and says, I'm a taxi driver. And then you go with him and you end up in a beautiful Mercedes.
Really?
I swear. And it costs the same. It's a taxi meter in the beautiful Mercedes, better than the car than I've ever been in.
Wow.
And the man, you take a risk going with him because you don't
know. Take your life into your own hands.
But you only go a little way.
Right. I see.
And you get home.
Wow.
I don't know what that's about, but that seems to be a new thing. I had a lovely man the other day. He's my new
friend. I feel like I've been, like they've just taken a personal set against me.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have.
Yeah, I think they have.
What was your rating like? Maybe you had a really bad rating.
I don't know.
Yours would be shocking.
What? No, it's up to me to rate them.
No, they rate you as well.
Oh, really?
Didn't you know that?
No.
Oh, my God. You would get a naught.
How?
Because you'd be neat and rude and grumpy in the back, and I don't like the common people.
No. It was more.
Entitled, Bill calls him.
Yeah, it's entitled.
When they had that stupid mask happening, I wasn't good with that.
Well, I didn't like it when they made you send a photo of yourself in your mask before they let you get in the Uber. Do you know what, though? I must say, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me was once I rang an Uber, and once again I might have been at the pub. Anyway, a car. This is early days before they often had their signs up and stuff, and a car rocked up, and I went, "Oh, fabulous!" Opened the front door, in I got, and he said, "I'm actually here to pick up my wife. However, you're better looking, so you can stay."
No way.
I absolutely swear that happened.
No way.
I swear that happened. We laughed so hard. There's the poor wife waiting for her husband to pick him up.
That happened to a mate of mine too, but it wasn't a wife thing. He just got into a random car thinking it was an Uber.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "What are you doing?"
I know.
And this guy said, "Well, you're taking me home." He goes, "No, I'm not an Uber. I just drive a Camry."
I know. It's just
100%. Just waiting in traffic and someone's jumped into his back seat.
Well, that's exactly what I did with his new husband. But the fact that he just made a joke of it was hilarious.
So am I buggered or not?
I reckon you could be stuffed. Only because you'll never be able to talk to anyone about it. I'd ring someone. No, like ring a someone that gets things done.
Yeah.
Like a someone on another radio station. What? You know those people? You know those people who've got a problem, they can sort it out.
Well, my bank at least are now starting to send notes to you in a text saying if you've haven't spent this amount of money, then hit yes or no or whatever. But before, they just did cancel.
And do not cancel cards without telling people, because that is dangerous, in my opinion. Very dangerous.
Well, then all your direct debits.
Oh.
Did you get one of those notifications when you spent a grand at the George the other week?
Yeah, well, from Fat. Something sucked in, you picked up the whole tab.
Tell me you didn't have a farewell for Fat, did you?
What? No. We had a ratings party. Because our ratings went through the roof.
Yeah, well, I'm here to fix that.
Watch them tumble now.
And JB couldn't get an Uber or a taxi for 40 minutes
walking around like a fool's head in thongs on Clarendon Street.
No one wears thongs anymore, top line.
Don't worry.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you shouldn't have.
And my mouth opened and stuff come out.
I've got a new segment. Introduced it yesterday, and the feedback was extraordinary.
Comprehensive.
So I thought I'd do it again.
Do it again.
Yeah, Hosemary didn't get time to do it in her little bit there, but there was a lot of feedback.
Because we had all the feedback on Bill.
A lot of feedback about my new facts story. Now, these are I'm bringing you things you don't know, the top flight. Trying to educate you. Fascinating facts that'll floor you.
Righto, let's hear them.
And I want to start today with Barry Manilow.
Oh.
Rebsy, your girlfriend's mum is a fan, I believe.
Obsessed with Barry Manilow. Absolutely. Been 20 times.
Yes.
20? It's
20
ridiculous.
20 times. That's more than your fascination with Charlie Watts.
He had a massive nose.
He had a big nose. A big nose. And also, it turns out he's a bit of a fibber. Ooh. Because, have a listen to this song.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Well, guess what? Shock horror, he did not write that song.
Oh, no. No.
How can you sing a song saying I write the songs
when
you didn't
write
the song? Barry Manilow, nose getting longer.
It is.
Pinocchio right there.
Oh, that's interesting. That is
terrible.
Interesting.
It's really terrible.
Come on, Barry.
And speaking of other famous people, Dolly Parton. Working
9 to 5. What a way. Oh, don't tell me they're not real.
We all...
Is that your next fact?
No, apparently they grow when she lies.
Oh, really?
No, this is an amazing fact. Dolly once turned up to a celebrity lookalike competition.
Yes.
Unannounced. She just turned up, was in San Fran, didn't tell anyone, and she actually lost to a drag queen.
No way.
Yeah, the drag queen Dolly Parton actually won.
Looked better than
her. Looked better than Dolly Parton.
As Dolly Parton.
And this reminds me, Top Flight, remember when we worked together years ago, there was a porn star going round.
Hello.
And someone sent me a video of a porn star who was a dead ringer for me. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
She was like, I looked at her and went, oh, my God.
That's amazing.
That is me, except for the way she does that.
Yeah, exactly.
There are
she
a few
was
little...
better at all those bits, but she just looked a bit like you.
I was better. I didn't think she was as good. But I feel Dolly's pain when someone who's not you is sort of wins the prize.
Better than you.
I'm tipping the porn girl was winning more prizes than I was.
I think she won a lot more prizes.
Yeah, look out for her. What was her name again? Bubbles or something?
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, remember Greg Anderson? A bit before your time, Rebs. He played for Essendon, a great big long mullet. Remember Greg Anderson?
Yes, I do. I remember.
I ended up living next to him, properties in the Adelaide Hills. Lovely bloke, actually. And he was going to a fancy dress party.
Yeah.
And he said, look, I've come late to this and I need a – can you give me one of your old one-day uniforms? Mm. Red with the name on the back?
Mm.
I said, mate, you're really battling if that's your uniform you're going to wear to a fancy dress party. Turns up, and a bloke comes up to him about halfway through and said, I wouldn't own up to knowing that dickhead.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we tend to be nice and humble about the ratings here at Triple M. My God, Bill!
Our next guest had your kids glued to the TV.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Salad. Yummy, yummy.
With songs you can't get out of your head.
I eat grass and a moo all day.
I'm a cow.
Moo.
I'm a cow.
Now, he's back on the telly with a very important message. Please welcome the OG Yellow Wiggle, Greg Page.
Oh, in he comes. Greg, welcome to you.
Greg.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Do you, is it a surprise to you, as it is to many people, that I've got four kids, oldest 28, so I've been a Wiggles fan for all of that time. Mm. That my favourite song is I Eat Grass and I Moo All Day, I'm a Cow, Moo.
Well, I heard it in the package there. I thought, gee, somebody knows their Wiggles stuff. Yep. But it's a great song, isn't it?
That was on your first album, I reckon.
It was one of the early ones. I think it might have been the third or fourth, to be honest.
I love it. And it only goes for about 20 seconds, or not even. That's
it's
why.
A very easy one to sing. Jeff's not a good singer, so we tried to keep it brief.
No, neither am I.
Good for the attention span of the adults sometimes, the 20 seconds. Greg, thank you on behalf of every parent in this, not just Australia, in the world, for saving us and getting us through the hard times. I've always wanted to ask you, how did you pick your colours? Because yellow is not an easy colour to wear. You managed to pull it off, but it's not an easy one.
Thank you. Well, look, the short story is this. We were doing a photo shoot and we decided we were going to go with solid colours on top. Murray already had a red shirt. Jeff already had a purple shirt. Anthony and I went shopping together and we spotted a blue skivvy. Yes. And guess who's the fastest runner?
So why did you get stuck with yellow, though? You couldn't have had another colour?
It was the only one that was next to the blue one. There was nothing else there. I had to go with yellow.
When you first started, obviously you were a rock band. Did you think, oh, we'll just do this for a bit of fun, see what happens? You wouldn't have had any idea that it would become what it did.
Yeah, look, no, Anthony and Jeff were in the Cockroaches, and Anthony wanted to get into early childhood teaching, so he threw himself right into it, and he studied early childhood music. And he thought, well, look, we could write some songs like this, if not better. And so we did. We wrote some songs and we had no idea what was going to happen. And I think it was really because of that passion for education that it worked so well, because we weren't just doing it for a bit of a lark. We were doing it for the love of, kids and helping to educate them.
By the way, nominations for the ARIA Awards out yesterday, I think, and the Wiggles OG Wiggles Reunion Fruit Salad TV Big Show Tour. Is one of the nominations, Greg.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, I didn't even know that, JB. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, I thought you'd be good. The first to know. Well done.
You're the bearer of good news, mate.
Bloody oath I am. Now, answer me this. Like, we hear, Paul McCartney interviewed. You hear Mick Jagger interviewed about singing Satisfaction for 40 years on stage, and do you get over it? What about for you? I know you've moved out of the Wiggles and are doing other things, but did you get to a point where you're honestly sitting backstage going, I'm not doing this again?
No, I didn't. No, look, luckily, doing the Wiggles shows are so much fun. Like getting on stage, even now when we get on as old blokes, it's so much fun. We love doing what we do, and so we were very fortunate in that respect. So I must say, though, sometimes you'd finish a show in the US and you'd get on the bus to travel overnight and you could not get Hot Potato or Quack, 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 Cock-a-doodle-doo out of your head, and it did drive you mad.
Absolutely, and I love the way they just keep reinventing with different stars. I mean, the group going around at the moment are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah, look, I think the fact that the group's been going for 30 years, the only one they can't get out is Anthony.
He's a bit old now.
Look, he's 59, I think, now. So he's getting on a bit, but he loves it. And it's his passion. He's very good at what he does. Mm. And I think that's a real testament to the success of the Wiggles, is that it was Anthony's brainchild from the start. And he's still there today helping to produce. He's on the front line, on the road, every show. So, yeah, they just can't get rid of him. I don't know if they ever will.
Did you like Elephant?
I did, yeah. Look, I'd never heard the song before the guys covered that. Mm. And when I heard it, I thought, that's brilliant. And the best bit about it is how they got Fruit Salad Yummy Yummy in there.
Oh, I know. I think we've got a little bit of a rabbit's head for us, please. Well, it feels like an elephant shaking his big red trunk for the hell of it. Oh, how good. And one of the members had the elephant on his head, which I loved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was Anthony.
But then, Greg, as you say, they then ripped into a bit of fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. How good.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. And, look, I think that's part of the appeal of the Wiggles, that, everybody knows that they're a children's group, but if they want to, they can branch out and do some fun stuff outside of that, and it really is quite engaging and appealing.
The other thing I've always wanted to ask you, Greg, if you don't mind, is the finger movement. What was the what's behind that?
Well, when we used to tour around Australia, we'd have the weekends off, and we used to watch the cricket on the weekends during the test matches.
Yeah.
And in the lunch break, they had 10-pin bowling, and there were these two 10-pin bowlers from South Australia who they really loved their 10-pin bowling. And whenever they got a strike, they did this funny kind of finger wiggle type thing. It wasn't exactly what we did, but one day Murray came back on stage doing that finger thing. He adapted it, and we just kept it after that. So it really came from Brenton and Silvano.
Yeah, good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He can't say South Africa without putting on that voice.
Diplomatic, you Yemenity.
Oh, no. Yemenity.
Now, listen, I had a most devastating moment on the weekend where I went out with a girlfriend. We had a few drinks around the local area.
Yes.
Call it a pub crawl-ish.
Righto.
Anyway, we got home, minding our own business at about 10, and we decided to go out onto my balcony. I live in a townhouse.
Yes.
So we thought we'll go out onto the balcony to have a look at the lovely lights, the city lights.
Yeah, nice.
So out we go with what was in our drinks, and then we got a bit cold. We had a nice time out there. Carrying on, got a bit chilly, said, oh, let's go back in. So I go to open the door. It's locked.
No.
Now, I've lived in this place for 2 years. This has never happened before, and I've spent a lot of time on my balcony. Somehow, I don't know how, we're locked. So I go into, you know, calm, you know, mature mood and work out what I can do. I look up. You cannot get upstairs. There is no way of getting upstairs. I look down. There was no way of getting down.
Right.
We were basically stuck on our balcony.
Like Juliet,
yeah, or Rapunzel.
Rapunzel as without I pointed out. Hair.
So, well, we did the Rapunzel cry because there's a pub across the road. So we went, help, 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 two of us. And this girl who was outside having a cigarette literally looked at us, took a puff, and then went inside.
Oh, no.
So we are stuck on the balcony.
She didn't help you.
She didn't help us. So it's getting really cold, and I'm actually starting to get a little bit panicky because one of my kids has moved out and I knew he wasn't. There are three people have keys to the house.
Right.
And I wasn't one of them. And also our drinks were inside.
Yeah, I know. That, more's the point. Yeah.
Anyway, so by sheer luck, my neighbour, who is not home a lot, he travels a lot, happened to see his bedroom light on.
Oh.
Not that I'm a stalker. Oh, yeah. So we start crying out, Andrew, Andrew, Andrew. So the next thing he comes out onto his stairs and sees these two idiots, like literally lost. And I said, I don't know how, because there was no key outside. I said, I actually don't, there was no solution even with Andrew.
So you're calling out for him, but he can't help you either.
Yeah, he was absolutely no. Then he had came up with a brainwave and he remembered that our roofs joined. And if he got out onto the roof, he could come in via my bedroom. Andrew, who's never been near my bedroom, came straight in into my bedroom, my boudoir, where not many people are allowed. I'm giving you the tip. Down he came and he opened the door and let us in. It was like one of those moments where, have you ever been lost? No, it's like when you're lost in the bush and you think you're never going to be saved again.
Yep.
Wasn't quite as serious.
No, as well, no, you're just standing on your balcony.
Busy street.
Yeah.
So he saved us. And then I said to him, please leave by the front door. Mm. And he said, I'd prefer to go back via the bedroom.
He got his eye in.
And up he went.
He liked it. He liked the look of the top floor's bedroom.
I think he did. I'd given it a good spruce that day.
That's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't at the time. Thank you, Andrew, for
listening.
Well
done, Andrew.
And the glasses got refilled.
The glasses got refilled for quite some hours after that.
You started nicking it.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Straighten up over there.
Oh, come on.
We can't have that representing our station. How well do you know Southland?
Oh, I used to work there. Yeah. My very first job was at Southland in the jewellery department with Rex Hunt's wife.
Right, so you know it well.
Yeah, I know it really well.
Okay, so the other day, you know, when it was absolutely throwing it down. What day was that?
Friday.
It was like hosing down. Yep. I had to go there because my computer crapped itself.
I didn't think you went to places like that.
Oh, I had to go and buy a new laptop because we were in the studio the day before and it just stopped working.
Mm.
So I had to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Oh.
So I'm parking and it's the walk from the car to the front door, I ended up like drenched. It was throwing it.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway, so there I've got shoes like these ones, these Nike shoes I got on now. You know, with the, like the, what's that called? Herringbone sole?
Tread.
Yeah, tread.
Yes. Yep.
Tennis sort of sole. And as I'm walking into Southland, I can hear my feet squelching. Oh. So then to get down to JB Hi-Fi is down the bottom.
Mm.
So I'm going down an escalator, but not an escalator with stairs.
Oh, like a travelator.
Travelator. Yes. I'm going down that. Yep. Down.
Down.
So I'm going down.
Down.
With the shoes.
Shoes.
Anyway, so I'm standing there. There's two women in front of me with babies in prams.
Yeah.
And there's an older woman behind me.
Uh-oh.
And halfway down, my feet go out from underneath. And at top flight, I'm grabbing the sides. I'm then trying to get my feet back underneath me, but every time I did, they just kept slipping.
It's like a cartoon.
Exactly.
So the feet just keep
going. Exactly. This lovely lady behind me is like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Well, I'm fine. I just can't get any traction.
Oh,
my feet are just going like that." Anyway, so eventually we get to the bottom, and therefore it stops, and I can get my feet sorted out. And JB Hi-Fi is just there on the left. So as I'm walking towards it, this bloke is pissing himself. Out loud, just looking at me and laughing out loud. And I said to him, "Mate, I don't blame you. If I'd seen that, I would be laughing as hard as you are." So what we do now when we get the family members involved is we go, I say a hence.
Hence.
And then you've got to say a really loud hence. So I'll go, so hence.
Hence.
That's it.
Ah.
Put yourself in that bloke's position. When have you laughed hard at someone else's expense?
Oh.
That's what this bloke did. Barry joins us first, the top flight from Wallet.
Hello, Barry.
Hey, g'day. How you going, fellas?
Good, good.
Love your work, JB. Don't know about that bozo you work with, though.
Bill, no.
Not you, Bridget. Sorry, Dale.
When did you laugh, please?
Basically, when I was in primary school, me and my mates playing basketball. We were the heavies, you know, the heavies of the school.
Yep.
And somebody else's ball came in our court, so my mate grabbed it and booted it. Now, this thing went for miles. You know. Anyway, there was a relief teacher over there doing playground duty, having a salad sandwich. So the ball bounced under her and knocked the salad sandwich out of the air. And it was like a rainbow of salad. You could see it. You could see it for miles. Anyway, we got busted because we were the ones running to the toilets, pissing ourselves laughing. You know? It was hilarious.
I like it. I like that. Stay on the line. Trav's in Eltham. Hello, Trav.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very good.
G'day, Trav. Tell us, when did you laugh your head off at someone's misfortune?
We had a local end-of-season footy sort of celebration, and my mother-in-law and I had a big night, and my wife and...
I love that relationship.
My wife decided to take us out for breakfast the next day. Anyway, we had to park a distance away from the cafe we went to, and... when we were leaving, we couldn't find our mother-in-law, and we're looking around, and about halfway between, there's the smash repairers, and we see this lady sitting in the back seat of a car waiting to be smash repaired. She's proudly sitting in the back seat waiting for us.
Stay there like that, Dan. Near Melton, Dan lives. What is Fraser Rise? Is that it, Dan?
Yeah, that's the one.
I've never heard of Fraser Rise.
Yeah, not many people have.
All right, beautiful.
Is that a good thing?
What are you laughing at?
A few years ago now, my cousin and I were down at Phillip Island and having a swim at Smith's Beach. What a seaweed and kelp in the water. And, a big wave came through, dunked a lot of us, and the two young girls lost their bikini tops.
No.
And the baps out.
Yeah.
And you can't laugh at that.
No, we didn't have a towel on us, so we just said maybe stay below the waterline until we can get you sorted out.
Oh, what a gentleman, Dan.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think they would have done the same for me.
Yeah, probably would have.
Tipping not.
Dave in Frankston. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
When have you laughed at someone else's expense?
I still do. I go fishing a lot with a mate of mine who I won't name, but he's known as Cozzy.
Yep. Yeah.
And we were fishing for snapper. And snapper are a big fish.
Yes.
And anyway, we got onto the little ones, little snapper, and they're little snapper or baby snapper are called pinkies.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we caught them. We were catching pinkies. Anyway, we got one of them, and he took the hook out of that. And he said, look, there's a worm in its mouth. And he shoved his finger in there. And it bit him. It brought blood, and he lost half of his fingernail.
Oh, that's gold. That's funny.
And I still go fishing with him, and I still bring it up every now and then, but he just looks at me and glares at me.
You know, well, David, I feel for him because I remember those pandas that came to town, Zhao Zhao and Feifei.
Yes, I do.
And I was the zoo reporter at the time.
You were.
Channel 10 News. I went out to see them, and I put my finger through the cage to go to pat them and into their mouth. And you have never seen a reaction like it because they could have snapped off my whole hand.
Could have snapped your hand off.
So I feel for David. I don't think that was laughable.
No, I think it was.
They're not carnivores, pandas, though.
Well, they don't mind a finger or two.
They'll take a reporter's finger.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh. Yeah, we talked about him yesterday.
We did. How was that come all about?
Oh, Howie.
You can hear our next guest on Triple M Footy.
It's party time for the Cats.
Triple M Cricket.
And Australia absolutely
spell England.
And on his humble podcast that he doesn't talk about very much.
I heard a podcast with Greg Chappell, and he told some fantastic stories about Don Bradman. What was that on?
Oh, it was on the Howie Games. That's right. It was Greg.
Please welcome Mark Howard.
Right, Fox Cricket's finest as well, of course, and we find him in Canberra. Welcome, Howie.
I've never had an intro before, but lovely to speak to you two. I realised Bill wasn't doing a bridge because I just saw a picture of him topless.
Oh, my God.
In his Speedo.
Yeah, we'll be sharing that with the Rush Hour family. But, yeah. Oh, my Lord, what did you make of that, Howie, when you saw Bill in his budgies?
Well, he's old school TV. He's certainly the widescreen 4x3 stop operator, isn't he? But good on him. If you've got it, flaunt it, Bridge, you know this. As do you, Jim.
Well, as you have, mind you. I've just seen a picture of you and your magnificent wife. I think you're in the Kimberleys. Have you just had a holiday there in May? I say, what a beautiful woman you're married to.
Yeah, she is, Bridgie. I appreciate it. She's always wanted to go there, a long way from the surf. So we haven't been there before, but it was magnificent. We went to a place called El Cuestro,
which is
unbelievable. As good accommodation as I've stayed in and as good as hikes as I've ever been on. It's very warm, but you walk through the gorges and end up in waterfalls by yourself. So, and best of all, no phone reception. So it was absolutely fantastic. So if you get the chance, go there.
And also saltwater crocodiles. Not that you're presenting much of a morsel for those massive reptiles, Howie.
No, that's fair. I caught my first barramundi, though, which was exciting. But, yeah, I reckon you take Bill up there and he might be a bit more of a challenge for the crocodiles. You take a big 5 metre, a big 6 metre salty to tie in Bill, I reckon.
Did you see any, Howie? Because I'm terrified. I don't put my big toe in up there.
Yeah, I saw a couple, but they've got a strange system up there, Bridge, where they're like, you can go in that water hole, but you can't swim in that one, and you're like, because there's no crocodiles. You sort of do question yourself, well, how do you know? That one's only 3K away. It's not like there's a fence to stop the big boys. So no dramas up there, which is fantastic.
Howie, what I wanted to say to you, you've had some amazing guests lately, James Heard for one, Andrew Johns, which was his first ever podcast. But the one that I love is the big Shaq O'Neill, because I once met him when he came here. Were you with me, The Top Flight, when he came here for Planet America, Hollywood, whatever it was called? And I have never seen a bigger man in my life.
Enormous. Bridget. And I had the good fortune, and I say this, the good fortune to spend 48 hours with Shaq and his entourage. I had to interview him 6 times in 48 hours. But he had like this entourage of 20 dudes, Richie Richardson style, Jim, never took their sunglasses off day or night, and just cruised around and basically pumped him up for the whole time. So he's got 20 people telling him how good he was, but he was fantastic to deal with. He was very good with me. Everyone I saw him talk to, he was absolutely brilliant. So we managed to put the main interview out, but had to do some serious editing, because in the live show in Melbourne, which is the first time Fox have done a pay-per-view situation as an interview, he mentioned a local establishment in South Melbourne that he'd visited maybe 15 times, which wasn't appropriate for the Howie Games audience. My kids were watching the show live with Erica at home and asked her, why does he keep mentioning the place about the cats? At which my wife had to try and explain a way out of that one, but he was good value.
Well, actually, Bill put that straight to him.
Yeah, he did.
In the only time he had access to him in Sydney. He said, you go to kittens a lot, don't you?
And Shaq meowed.
Meow.
Oh, he did it. Did
That's
he?
All he said he in response was
Is there
meow.
Any meow in the Howie Games podcast?
No, cut it all out. Cut all mention of such things out.
So how do you go about securing these massive names? Because I spoke to you a while back about the job you did with Adam Scott, which I loved, listened to it on the way down to Port Ferry. So how do you get them to come on? Do you personally make the approach, or have you got a team now that takes that on?
No, it's got a team like Shaq.
No, we're building a team. I normally try and go directly. But it gets easier, Jim, because once you send someone an email, so you send an Ange an email to say we've had Adam Scott, Kelly Slater, Shaquille O'Neal on, and it gives you instant gravitas.
Yes.
I had a mate quite a while ago who went out with a model.
Ooh.
And he struggled to get a girlfriend prior to this. Mm. And after he went out with the model and it was quite well publicised, he said it was easy for him to get girlfriends because all the other females are almost signed off. Oh, well, he's gone out with her. There must be something about him. So that's the approach. That's the approach I've used.
Listener app is where you latch onto the Harry Games. What if, like myself, when you're younger, you only went out with models?
Excuse me, you wouldn't know what a model was.
Did that?
They didn't go near
I didn't
you.
Even need to use that.
You didn't.
Like, that's all that ever happened.
You know what the top flight James is? He's like Shaq, but he doesn't need the people telling him he's great because he knows it. He knows it. He doesn't need eight people around him with sunglasses.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's just the gift that keeps giving. This photo of Fat. On the beach in Fiji.
I don't think he's in Fiji. He looks like Port Melbourne.
It does look like Port Melbourne. Well said. So he took that before he went.
Yeah. It's not blue waters with, you know, fish everywhere,
it's
is it?
Weird.
And
anyway.
VB lolly bags.
Yes.
And his tiny little Pretz parked out the front, which we all know from
Munich.
Munich, yep. Exactly. Yeah. What's the reaction been from the magnificent family
so
members?
As Rab said before the ad break, you can see it on our Instagram at Triple M Rush Hour in the stories section. So go to the top and look for our little logo or find us and then go to the left-hand side up the top.
Beware if you dare. It comes with a warning.
We have put a warning on it. So there's a trigger warning. Good. So there's two posts. There's one where it's blurred out. Yeah. Stop there if you don't want to see the horrendousness. That is Bill.
It's the way he's posed as if you'd think, you know, I have got the greatest body that ever lived.
He's proud.
That's the thing.
Yeah. He's proud.
He's launched his own lose weight shakes and been a member of a fat club for a month and a half.
Has he?
What about the roof over the bloody shed?
That's just shocking.
What is that
hose? No. But the family have outdone themselves today with the comments. Harrison Willett. Since when has the albino whale had two legs? Hashtag bins Fiji style. Hashtag fat still a cocksmack. Hashtag he's eaten Joey.
That's it. He's exactly what he's done.
He could have eaten Joey.
Blake Hatchard says, is Fat's ass hungry? Bloody looks like it. And the board of directors still behind us. So I'm just reading out.
Yeah, they've gone now.
Harley Hemming wrote, this is what peak male performance looks like. It does.
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron Bailey, come on, Fat. Hashtag fat skips leg day.
Oh, no.
He skips every day.
Every single
Everything.
Day.
It's not just legs.
But he also calls John O'Brown Lego head. What about that for a Lego head?
Oh, it is. It's very boxy.
It's box.
Yes.
With his Coming stupid Geelong hat on.
Yes. Yeah. Bernie Vinny. More solid than I thought.
Oh.
I don't know where.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe his
head.
I can't see any solid.
No.
Matt Henderson. I've just thrown up my smoko. Apologies. Hope you get a better sausage roll tomorrow.
Yes.
Jack Kilrain. I think Bill's done some Photoshop work to his guts. Something doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. It is a bit squared off.
I actually suspected something as well. I reckon there's been a little bit of filtering.
Well, as well as that, Sam Newman used to call
it's
it,
a bit close.
The entry like to Burnley Tunnel is off-centre.
It's not
the centre of his guts. His belly button's off-centre.
Look at that zoomed in.
Oh, no.
All right.
It's not right. I'm telling you.
More messages from the family. Con Persinos. Yes. White LED warning beacon for ships. is described. Kai Austin, is it weird that I thought he'd look worse?
I've got to be honest with you. That was what I thought when I first saw it. Yeah.
Kyle McCarty's a bit sus because he doesn't think that it looks cold there yet.
Yeah.
It must be cold there because
the shrivel.
There's no
something's
size
missing.
About him. No. Yeah.
Is that confirmed? Is it?
Well, we know from Munich. The lady who did the pixelating said she's never had to use less pixels. She did. When he came bouncing out of a van.
That is one of the saddest things we said about you, that you didn't need many pixels.
Just a pixel.
Dinesh Amin said, beach brownless, small lolly bag for fat, didn't need a triple XL gas man in them.
That is true. That is true.
Pomeroy says, called Captain Ahab, I found his white whale. Hashtag Nuffy. Jimmy Sands wrote, Fiji brownless, more like fig jam brownless.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Potter wrote, old linguine legs brownless needs the Chief's double sizzle. Now, on the Rush Hour recently, we found out that Chief used to go and get spray tans or solarium sessions,
solarium
but he'd ask for the double sizzle.
Yep.
So I'd have like a twice as much in one sitting to get brown.
Down the peninsula.
Really?
It was down the peninsula of the Chief.
The Chief thought that'd help.
He did, and he demanded it be a double sizzle.
And without anything on.
No, he used to be nude.
So it was on his bits and pieces. Yes.
Nude on the bed.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the most disturbing message of all, though, to our Instagram stories. From Victoria Bitter, as in VB,
as in
the joint.
The actual people.
Whose logo is on his lolly bags. Yep. Hey, team, are you guys happy for us to reshare this shot on our story? And I wrote back, really?
Yeah.
No, and I actually on second thoughts, no.
You need to check it out. How do people see it, please, Bartholomew?
A Triple M Rush Hour, as Rosie said, up on the story. So just click on that little circle profile image. And it's
so good.
It's not good at all.
No.
Don't ever zoom in on that again.
Not many things that can put us off a VB, and that's coming close to it.
How can you have an off-centre belly button?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Champions League, Real Madrid. They have won their 14th time the Champions League.
Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
When I work around Australia, people come up to me all the time and go, "What's wrong with Bill?" And I go, "Mate, how long have you got?" And they go, "His jokes are horrific."
Yeah, they're not good.
But they always say, except for one.
One.
The brick joke.
Brick joke.
The brick joke is the only one everyone says I actually laughed at.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
So I don't think you've heard this.
No, we've got to go out in a high, don't
but
we?
But we're going out in a high after your amazing week of broadcasting. So enjoy Fats Back Monday, the only decent joke he's ever told.
Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so. Oh, no. Feather went to his mother and said, "Mother, why is my name Feather?" Mother said, "Because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead." Ah, oh, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, "Mum, why is my name Droplet?" "Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead."
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that. Yes. When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said,
Seriously.
That's terrible. Poor old Brick Jim.
Can you hear idiot raps? No. That's what actually makes it funny.
I lost it.
He started laughing before the joke even began.
As did Bill. Yeah. Poor old Brick.
He'd had a brick drop.
No,
you got it?
No, he was a newborn baby. That's why.
Anyway, on that cheery note, yes. Top Flight, good to see you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth a sandbag.
Thank you very much, Brick.
Oh, well done, Brick.
Thank you for having me.
Good work. Oh, my goodness.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.